With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump defends his empire from the witness stand of his civil fraud trial in New York.
According to Trump, his long-awaited testimony was a rousing success, and the state has no case.
It's a case that should be dismissed immediately. The fraud was on behalf of the court.
And in a testy exchange from the witness stand, Trump calling the state attorney general and the judge frauds. Meanwhile, the judge telling the former president this is not a political rally, stick to answering questions. After court, New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit against Trump and his company, criticizing his testimony.
He rambled. He hurled insults.
She says the evidence is on her side. At court in New York, I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden announced more than $16 billion in new funding for Amtrak trains. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At an Amtrak maintenance facility not far from his Wilmington, Delaware home, the president touted the new federal investments for trains.
I've been talking about this for a long time, I know. But finally we're getting it done. More than $16 billion.
The money, which comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law, will go toward 25 passenger rail projects between Boston and Washington in the heavily trafficked Northeast Corridor. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The most watched races in Tuesday's off-year general election have all been dominated by the ongoing debate over abortion. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is seeking re-election against conservative Republican Daniel Cameron. There's a statewide ballot measure in Ohio on whether to amend the state constitution enshrining abortion into state law. And control of both chambers of Virginia's state legislature is up for grabs. This is SRN News. Abortion is on the ballot in Ohio tomorrow, and other states are lining up.
At issue is an amendment to the Ohio Constitution that would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. The Buckeye State is the only one voting on abortion in 2023, but next year both Maryland and New York will do so. And there are efforts to put the issue before the public in at least nine other states so far. The repeal of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court has freed up individual states to make their own abortion decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether or not to allow guns in the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway, Jr., who leads Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York, carries a concealed pistol to protect worshipers. He says, quote, "I'm really not free if I have to sit here and worry about threats to the congregation," unquote. Other pastors have opted to ban guns entirely. This is SRN News. There are some changes being made at college football games.
For many years in college football, the alcohol flowed only outside the stadiums at tailgates. Not anymore. Selling beer and wine has apparently become the norm. According to an AP survey of Power 5 conference schools and Notre Dame, 55 of 69 of them sell alcohol in the public areas of their stadiums on game days. That's up dramatically over the past decade. Experts say it's a reliable revenue stream. The trend picked up in 2019 after the Southeastern Conference cleared the way for alcohol sales at football stadiums. John Scott reports.
A federal jury has found a scuba dive boat captain was criminally negligent in the deaths of 34 people killed in a fire aboard the vessel in 2019. It was the deadliest maritime disaster in recent U.S. history. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.